Good afternoon, everyone. Can everyone hear me in the back? Okay. All right. So you already know about this. I have no disclosures or conflicts of interest. And as we know, Trichomonas vaginalis is estimated to be the most common curable STD. It disproportionately affects women, as do many STDs, both with higher rates of infection and with long-term health effects of non-treatment or delayed treatment. And as our moderator pointed out, EDs and other high-volume episodic care settings are a frequent venue to sort of intercept these women for both diagnosis and treatment. However, EDs often rely on conventional and insensitive diagnostic testing. As example, our ED still uses the wet mount, which is only about 50% sensitive. So we know that these fabulous point-of-care tests are available. They're FDA-approved, can be CLIA-waived, they're highly sensitive and specific, but very few studies have actually brought them to the ground floor and demonstrated the accuracy and acceptability of implementing them into an ED. Previous studies have demonstrated them in pediatric patients, so we wanted to show how that could have an effect in an adult emergency department and how kiosk facilitation could actually allow women to self-test for Trichomonas vaginalis. Okay, so for this study, we use the awesome Trichomonas rapid test, which is FDA approved and CLIA waived, so it doesn't have to be done by a laboratorian. And then working with the company, we were able to obtain a research use only single use kit so that the women could also test themselves. So we conducted a performance evaluation of both the provider collected Trichomonas point of care test, comparing that with the wet mount standard of care. And then also a performance evaluation of the patient self-test by comparing it with a coordinator interpretation of that same test. We then also surveyed patients and providers on the acceptability of these tests. So in methods, we enrolled women who were receiving pelvic exams and routine STI testing in our emergency department. And while the provider was performing the exam, we asked them to collect two additional swabs for our study. One of those swabs was used to conduct the awesome Trichomonas test by a coordinator right at the point of care, you know, less maybe like 50 steps from the patient's room, which was great. Mm-hmm. The additional swab was put to the side and used for tiebreaker testing for any sort of discrepancy. We used the GenProbe TV assay with a partner lab. While all this was going on, while the test was incubating, the patient was able to complete a pre-survey on acceptability. The coordinator would have patients set up with the kiosk to begin their self-testing, and then usually by then the awesome would result. It only takes 10 minutes. It would come back much quicker than the wet mount. The coordinator could give those results to the provider and survey them on the acceptability. And both the provider and the patient were told the results of the awesome Trichomonas rapid test. The patient was told after her own self-test was complete so that she could compare the results. And I point that out because there's some interesting results we'll talk about in just a minute. And the provider, of course, treated according to clinical judgment. So just wanted to show you a few of the screenshots from the kiosk. So women were able to, follow text or visual pictures in order to understand how to collect their vaginal swab and then how to process it. In consenting these women, sometimes they expressed concern like, oh, how am I supposed to do this test? And I would say to them, if you can do a pregnancy test or even if you've only ever seen one done on TV, trust me, you can do it. It's not that hard. So as you can, we'll see in a few more slides that they did a great job. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about the patient data. We're at Johns Hopkins. We're in East Baltimore. Our patient data was reflective of the population that we serve there, predominantly Black, African American, non-Hispanic women, and about 28 years age old on average. And you can see, looking at the positivity rates, we picked up 14 cases by wet mount, and the point of care provider collected awesome tests picked up 24 cases of Trichomonas in our patient population. So going back to that first aim in looking at the performance evaluation of this test, there were 10 discrepant cases where they were awesome Trichomonas rapid test positive and wet mount negative. These were all confirmed positive by our gold standard, and they were also all self-test positive. Mm-hmm. And we made sure that the awesome test was approved by our Department of Pathology so that our clinicians could provide treatment for these patients before they left the emergency department, which was great. Yeah. So looking at the performance evaluation of patient self-testing now and comparing that to the coordinator interpretation of the same test stick, you can see that the women did a great job. They had 100% reading accuracy for negative results, 96% for positive results, with only two discrepant cases. Whereby one patient incorrectly interpreted a positive result as negative. The test line was very faint, but it was confirmed positive by gold standard. And also, one coordinator incorrectly interpreted a negative result as positive that was confirmed negative by gold standard. And again, that was one where the test line was faint, mm-hmm. but within normal bounds of error of the test. Okay, so looking a little bit more at the patient acceptability of self-testing, we're very excited to report that there were high baseline levels of acceptability for this. 93% of women believed that their result would probably or definitely be correct, and 95% of women felt somewhat or very in control of their health by being able to do this test themselves. And we're happy to see that acceptability actually increased with experience. Before testing, only 70% of women thought they would definitely test themselves at home if this was available over the counter, and this increased to 80% after testing. Likewise, 83% of women thought testing themselves was not at all hard, compared with 66% before testing. And this is the one I pointed out to you earlier, that 67% of women thought testing themselves was just as good as a clinician testing them, and 18% thought it was better. No one likes speculum-based pelvic exams, so not surprising right there. Okay, so the comparison of the result and how it impacted provider management. So we just asked a couple of quick questions of our providers about whether or not this test actually changed their management. And so it was split about half and half, yes and no. And once we broke that out by the result of the awesome test, the important thing to point out is that in 83% of positive cases, this had an impact on management. But even still, 40% of negative cases had an impact. And I think one of those has to do with the rapid turnaround time and the increased sensitivity of this diagnostic. So a couple of limitations. We weren't able to provide gold standard testing for all patients. We could only do it for discordant cases. And that this testing and treatment was done in the context of a longstanding practice of empiric treatment for chlamydia and gonorrhea in our ED. So we do NAT testing for chlamydia and gonorrhea, but it's batch-based, so it takes 2 to 3 days to turn around. And so patients are often empirically treated if they have any like signs or symptoms or report of anything suspicious that would make the clinician give them treatment. And we also didn't conduct a chart review to see if patients actually received metronidazole. We just relied on the provider report of their intent to treat patients. So in conclusion, we observed baseline moderate to high patient acceptability of self-testing, and this acceptability improved with real-life experience. And we're very happy to report that patients are able to reliably collect, perform, and read their own point-of-care test result with kiosk facilitation. We found that the clinicians indicated that the test impacted their management in 83% of positive cases, which was great. A lot of clinicians actually were sad when this study ended. They kept asking me, like, can't you ask for an extension and we can just enroll maybe 50 more women? I'm pretty sure this negative wet mount is actually positive, but so we know that this test actually nearly doubled our rates of detection of TB infection in our emergency department. So hopefully we'll be able to implement it in the future. Okay, so I'd like to acknowledge our Center for Point of Care STD Testing, Dr. Charlotte Gaitis, and our ED team led by Dr. Rothman, and I'll take any questions.
Okay, any questions for Ms. Lewis? Max?
It wasn't clear to me. I may have missed it.
Can you stand up and speak up?
I may have missed
I can repeat it. Go ahead. I can repeat your question.
What I wanted to ask was, were these patients, how were they enrolled? Were they coming in because they had symptoms? Or were they just patients coming in to emerge, and then somebody came up to them and said, would you like to be part of the study?
So they were all women who already had... Oh, so he asked if... I think you're getting into whether they were symptomatic, if they were already getting testing, or if they were just approached by a research coordinator. So our eligibility criteria was that these women already had to have standard of care tests ordered because we wouldn't be able to pay for them in our through our research funding. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would assume that a lot of them would be symptomatic because their provider is ordering tests, or they report like an alleged sexual assault, or they have a positive HCG that comes back that warrants STD screening.
I mean, the reason I'm asking is because previous studies with this test, it fell down in patients who didn't have symptoms. So that's...
Oh, he expressed concern that previous studies have demonstrated lower sensitivity in patients that were asymptomatic.
Any other questions? Can you approach the mic or stand up and yell? Next, Christina.
Hi, Christina Musney at UAB. That was an excellent talk. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I was just wondering, what are the financial implications for using this test in clinic settings or EDs? Do you have any information on that? I know our clinic right now uses wet prep, and also we have the Trichomonas nucleic acid amplification test available, but we don't use this rapid point-of-care test.
Right. So I think looking at the financial implications, the test itself is cheap and easy to run. So I think one of the challenges that we've faced in implementing it is space, certainly, having and like concerns about QA and QC. And then the problem with using the wet mount and what we've run into is because we're trying to actually implement a package of rapid and point-of-care testing in our emergency department using the Cepheid, CTNG, and this. But then you're missing yeast, you're missing BV. So you still kind of need the wet mount for those. So it's not like it's a one-to-one replacement. You're just adding cost, and that's difficult to convince the powers that be and the committees that make those decisions that it is actually worth the upfront investment. And so we've talked about that, about doing a study with our modeling guys that we work with. So I'll make sure to tell Dr. Ruffman that you had the same idea.
Charlotte?
Charlotte Davis. The test is very cheap, but I would just wanted to point out it is FDA cleared and cleared away if the test is performed on a clinician collected sample. And it's not approved. I mean, it can be self-collected, I think, but it's not approved for the patient to do the test.
Right.
What happened in this study was the feasibility to see if the patient could do the test, and they did well, but it's not FDA cleared as just the patient.
Right. Okay. Maybe someday soon.
Someday.
And Dr. Labby from Montreal, what do you mean by very cheap?
Canadian.
That's what we pay in Canada, $8 per test, Canadian dollars.
It's more expensive than a wet prep, but it's not as expensive as an app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.